Chapter 20. One of the requirements my university classes have to meet is that all the students do something in the community for somebody else, free of salary and mostly on their own. This often produces great anxiety. Questions arise such as, what is there to do? Or, what can I do? A few years ago, a young man, Joel, confused over this requirement, came to my office. He could not imagine what there was for him to do in the local community. What need could it have of him? After some discussion, I took him to a local nursing home with which I had recently communicated regarding volunteer help. A brief tour answered the question of need. Old people, looking half crazy with boredom and uselessness, stared about the dull rooms with indifference. Some wandered in loose white pajamas or gowns from one place to another, as if looking for a space that was not empty. "What's there to do?" I asked. Joel started with a one-day-a-week visit to the bedside of an old woman whose family had all but abandoned her to old age and death. His presence attracted others, equally lonely, to chat with this strong, healthy young man. His day began to be referred to as Joel's day. Joel's anxiety about having no skills soon vanished. It became apparent that it was enough to be present and be himself. The old woman began to dress up for his visit. She had her once neglected hair done and dyed pale blue. The men in the nursing home, too, began to put on shirts and trousers and enter into the lively activities and conversations. Joel's day was voluntarily extended to 3 days a week. The change in the home, from such a seemingly small thing, was beautifully obvious. The joyful climax was watching Joel, like the Pied Piper, leading a procession of staggering but happy senior citizens through the campus, heading for a basketball game, a play, or a concert. All experiences of doing voluntary work are not as dramatic as this, but from it, Joel learned that there was a need and that he could meet a part of it. He selected a career in the helping professions and is presently most successful.